Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and he beat
me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Got stuff you can read, you can listen to, you can watch. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there and read and to get smarter and learn more about how to run your business more successfully. Jim Coughlin, James R. Coughlin is our guest. He's Chief Underwriting Officer at a company called Asterisk Financial. And they produce a product that's a little bit unique, and it's something that, believe it or not, we haven't talked about. We've talked about the issue on the show of personal guarantees for loans, but we've never talked about the product that can support that. I'm pretty sure we haven't. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you and I talked about getting a loan from a bank.
Yes.
Now, I have never in my life signed a note at a bank, and I've signed many of them, without signing twice.
Right.
Tell the audience what that means.
Well, a personal guarantee is something that a lender asks specifically to the small business market almost 100% of the time. It basically says that if your business cannot honor the obligation of the loan, that you personally, as the business owner or investor, will.
Right.
It's a blank check without an end date.
Sign twice, I sign once representing my company, committing my company, and when I sign the second time, I sign just my name, not president, but just my name, and that commits all my assets. Everything I have had and ever hope to have is committed
right.
to covering that loan.
That continuing and unconditional guarantee is an ominous word, but that's exactly what it is.
And it is a part of small business banking that has been going on for a long time. And let's be honest, Jim, this is part of the underwriting that has allowed small town banking, locally owned banking, to even be possible.
Absolutely. But this sort of goes back to the character in the five C's of lending. You know,
right.
If you personally, 100 years ago, said you'd pay back, you paid back. Now we've gotten into a litigious society where this guarantee, this document,
right.
also forms it into a formal agreement. But most
right.
small business people are there. They back their business.
Let me put it this way. If you're a small business and you need the money, you don't think about it. You sign twice. You just get over it. And that,
correct.
I mean, it's just like the rate on interest on a loan. You know, small business owners don't live in a world of prime. We live in a world
right.
of prime plus.
Right,
prime plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the dreaded prime plus 6, right?
right?
And so,
absolutely.
I mean, we just get over it. It's the cost of doing business as a small business. But now comes an
right.
industry that wants to help with the personal guarantee. Tell us about this.
Right. Well, what we found, and our founder actually specifically found, being on the wrong end of a guarantee is definitely in the wrong place to be. And so how do you find a better way? And it comes down to the current economy where we're actually focused on risk management.
Mm-hmm.
Can you manage this risk in another way? And so what we did is we came up with a concept of transferring that risk to an insurance carrier's balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy insurance coverage. Like you have auto insurance for in case of a loss, you can now insure this guarantee risk. If the business doesn't perform and I have to pay out of pocket, we can pay a portion of that risk.
So you provide a personal guarantee insurance policy. So if I take out a loan at the bank, they may want to have access. They may, if it got to a certain size, they may even require me to make them the beneficiary of my insurance policy, my life insurance policy.
In a perfect world, yeah, that's where it's
they might
ultimately
want. They might
up.
Want that, but that only works
correct.
If I die. That's only if I should die suddenly or something.
From a teen in life, correct.
But defaulting on a loan, for whatever reason, maybe nobody can help. But when you default on a loan, that has to be paid back. And that insurance policy, what you're talking about, the product that you guys offer, covers in a percentage of that loan in those cases.
Right. And if you think about it this way, is our insurance is the only insurance a small business owner is going to buy that's actually going to benefit them personally. All other insurances are for the benefit of your lender, yeah. your creditor. Mm-hmm. This one is specifically to the business owner that says...
And so does the bank accept this, or is this just a relationship between the business owner and your company?
Actually, lenders have endorsed or embraced the concept of this, but this is not going to make it easier to lend money. This
right.
is not a credit enhancement.
Right.
This is actually easier to borrow money. This is the benefit mm-hmm. of the business owner. Our focus is the business owner, not the bank.
And up, so, you do up to 70%, and you don't do 100%. That
correct.
Makes
we
sense.
Don't. Yeah, we don't create non-recourse loans.
So
the lender would object.
So if it was 50%, if the insurance were 50% and I borrowed $100,000 and defaulted, they would come after me for 50% of that, and $50,000 of that for my personal assets, and then your insurance coverage would cover the other 50.
If you had a 50% guarantee. To
yeah.
the bank, yes,
yeah.
that's the way the math would work. And the way our system works is if your business assets can't support repaying the loan and you are personally obligated to pay, then our insurance will cover up to the percentage of what you purchased.
Right.
And it is the business owner's option.
Give us your
so
website,
we don't
please.
Tell them.
Give us
Pardon?
Your website. Your
website. Website is personalguarantee.com.
Right. And the company is Asterisk Financial. Jim, thank you for being here. This has been very informative. Come back again real soon.
Appreciate it anytime you have an opportunity.
Let's keep talking about banking. You've got a lot more to teach us. Jim Coughlin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Asterisk Financial, personalguarantee.com is their website. Quick break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.